Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. I got an amazing show for you today. But first things first, like I always say, you need to go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. The reason I tell you to go there is because this is an amazing high IQ podcast. We go down multiple layers of this unraveling this onion to see what's at the core and what is happening. And it gives you a sense of really understanding the big picture on both sides of this giant hidden silent war that is happening. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a hidden silent war for the future of the world. This has been an organic war that has been going on for thousands of years. But now we're going to have a big, beautiful peace and this war is over. So ladies and gentlemen, do you believe it? Do you believe for a second there is going to be peace? Well, I don't think so. I think that this is just a giant trap. But before I get into the trap and before I talk about all the things that I think are going to unfold and all my latest theories, I just want to do a quick recap, because what happens is lots of people log on, they go on YouTube or they go on Rumble and they find the show, and this is kind of like, wow, this is really in deep. This is a little too over my head. It's a little complicated. So I'm going to refresh things. Why are we here? We are here because in the evolution of human civilization over thousands of years, the Western world has evolved from the time of obviously Christopher Columbus and stuff that's happened, all the way to the United States of America right now. And our enemies have gained steam and gathered their powers together, and they are also on their side. And since 1945 and the end of World War II, there's been what I call a world stalemate. This world stalemate, as you remember, involves the Soviet Union. It involves America, capitalism versus communism, and really this final battle that I think it's going to be. And it's a giant war, ladies and gentlemen. So why are we here? We're here simply because, in my point of view, if you study world history and you go back to 1980 and you study the United States of America, there wasn't all this anti-Israel propaganda. There wasn't all this hatred toward America. There wasn't this hatred toward the Western world. There wasn't any talk about all this like climate change nonsense and all this really rabid anti-Western world kind of talk, like colonialism, anti-colonialism, all this stuff like that. The reason why is because in 1980, America was fiercely anti-communist. The Western world was fiercely anti-communist. If you were a communist back in 1980, you were not liked. Today, however, that's changed quite a bit. So what has really happened since 1945, and then obviously to the modern era, is that this stalemate became so entrenched because of nuclear weapons, etc., that some kind of gamesmanship was played between the two sides. Now, when the U.S. introduced the Ohio-class submarines in 1980, the Soviet Union looked at their time period over the next 50 years, and they thought to themselves, gee, we don't have this submarine technology. It's completely silent. And we are on a path right now that America is so anti-communist, and they're going into Vietnam, Laos, they're going to all these nations, and we might actually face our doom. And if you look at Russia and China and their prospective GDPs in 1989, they had a GDP equal to Canada each. So what happened? Well, what happened is, in the theory of this podcast, is the Iron Curtain collapse was faked or staged, which means that certain KGB individuals and certain individuals that are Soviet-based, like oligarchs and all these collapsed ex-communist countries, kind of got together for a giant scheme to kind of get the USA and trick the USA. This involved some key players like the globalists, like George Soros and crew, who, yes, okay, George Soros is a Jew, but he is a Nazi and traded in his own people for profit back in World War II. And these people are kind of engineering what I would say the takeover of the U.S. complex or the Western world. That is, the Iron Curtain collapse was faked. And we're here in the Western world. We all celebrated and partied. And George Soros and his organizations and everybody infiltrated our government. They infiltrated our politicians. They infiltrated our media system. And they began selling us all this communist propaganda, all this Soviet-enabled propaganda to bring the Western world to its knees. They're tossing a few couple wars over there, here and there, to kind of fatigue the U.S. system out. And the U.S. system was leading toward empire collapse. Now, the reason why we are here and what I'm getting to is that Obama was the Soviet plant put in, obviously, in the hour of empire collapse. And he was setting up a power structure changing war for the communist complex to overtake the U.S. and defeat the U.S. complex. And how do I explain this without acting so crazy and coming up with things? This is why you need to go on the website. But to simplify things, this entire battle that the U.S. is engraved in, which involves obviously Israel and involves Taiwan, involves China, and it involves Europe with Russia, this war would have turned out completely different if Hillary would have won. Because this is also a war that involves blackmail and control and being able to control presidents to affect the outcome of the Western world. Now, as you know, everyone is celebrating this monumental peace that's going to happen between Hamas and all these kind of Middle Eastern nations and obviously Israel. And, you know, I'm one that I would want peace and this would be great. But let's not kid ourselves. Do you think that this for a second that there's going to be peace? Do you think the Islamics have given up their quest to basically destroy Israel all of a sudden, that they're never going to do it again? Do you think the Soviets and this communist agenda has stopped its infiltration of the West? No, I don't think so. And in fact, the USA is on a timeline right now with what is happening, that Donald Trump's presidency and the kind of the way he's talking and the people who are changing their opinions of this leftist agenda, they're on a pathway, if this continues for another 4 to 8 years, to kind of be the majority. This is not going to bode well whatsoever for obviously the future of Russia and China and their quests. So I always theorized and told everybody from the beginning that, will there be peace? There will be peace if all the blackmail is buried. There will be peace if Trump goes over to Russia and says, well, we're never going to release anything about Epstein. Nobody's going to find out he works for, you know, the Soviets. Everyone can speculate he works for Mossad, even though there's plenty of evidence that Robert Maxwell was working for the Soviets and was investigated. And everyone is denying all this influence or evidence. So if the evidence about all this blackmail gets buried, will there be peace? Probably temporary for a period of time. But like I've told you from the beginning, I don't think really that that is the case. I don't think that this blackmail is going to be buried whatsoever. In fact, with James Comey's arrest and kind of what I kind of speculated that he would be the first one to kind of be hauled in front of people, it's really kind of this breakdown that's going to be exposed, that there was something going on that they were hiding. There was some kind of covert investigation that was going on that wasn't released to the general public. James Comey's testimony is going to be far different than Andrew McCabe, who might be the next one hauled in front of court. So watch that. And this is going to kind of split the open that there was really something devious going on inside the FBI and across the US complex. And this is what I kind of said to you guys. There was already a civil war happening when Obama was in office setting up this war, where if Hillary would have won and the Soviets indeed had blackmail on her, they were going to be able to influence those next 8 years to lead the Western world to its, and said, well, look what happened? Well, now we have Trump. So now the Soviets and Russia and China are facing this huge backlash of people who are becoming anti-communist again in the USA. They're being pushed back. Obviously, China's economy is being threatened. Russia's economy is being threatened by Trump's action. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Will there be peace? I don't think so. If I look at what's happening in North Korea right now, Russia is providing assistance when it comes to developing their launch pad for obviously satellites or EMP weapons in space. And they're actively working right now to test rockets that came from Russian technology. As you know, Kim has been trying to put EMP weapons into space. Kim tried to do it during obviously Biden's presidency and was able to get one in outer space, but he was aiming to get two or three. And I speculated that this was going to be like a, you know, they would have their initial EMP weapon, but then they would have backups just in case something happened. And they are still working on these weapons, ladies and gentlemen. And it really is going to coincide with what I've told you from the beginning, is the blackmail, is really everything that's happening, which is a counterintelligence operation on Hillary, is all it going to come out? Because if it does come out, there's going to be no peace. The enemy is going to go for it. It's going to be a really interesting time the next couple of years. So stay tuned to this podcast. I'm going to keep you up to date, obviously, with what happens in Israel, what happens in Taiwan, what happens in the U.S. government in Canada, and you can keep your eye on it. And if you go to theawakener.ca, you can subscribe to articles that I've talked about what's happening. It's very complicated, ladies and gentlemen. Understanding, obviously, our governments, what they're doing, who they're working with, understanding Trump, understanding Obama and his plan, understanding all the stuff that's going on in the FBI. It's really a giant jigsaw puzzle of putting all the pieces together. But hopefully I can help you out. That's all for now. Take care.